Hey, PC gamers, this is Peter Arulian. We are live on the broadcast deck in the Xbox booth at E3. We've been bringing you a lot of the device announcements, really great gaming rigs on the PC side of gaming, the news that is coming out of E3. One of the things that is a hidden gem that is in our device lounge that's right beneath us is the SC15 by EVGA. I'm here with Jacob Freeman, who's the product manager for this device. We're going to talk about why you really need to be aware of this particular gaming laptop. Jacob, thanks for your time.
Thank you.
So, start by telling us a little bit about the name. You told me just before we started, SC actually stands for Superclock.
Right.
Tell us what that means for this rig.
Yeah, so we call it Superclock. Superclock 15 being the size of the laptop, 15 inch. The Superclock name is a name that we've used on graphics cards in the past. We've used it for maybe 10 plus years, and it signifies a higher performing graphics card.
Right.
So on this laptop here, we have incorporated some overclocking functions. So you can actually overclock the graphics card to achieve even better performance than you get out of the box.
Okay, are there other tuning that's part of this, the sort of SC approach with this particular laptop?
Yes, so we do have a software suite that ships with it. It's called PrecisionX Mobile. And that allows you to overclock the graphics card. You can also monitor a lot of the temperatures, and you can kind of tweak the system. And a lot of the functions and features that we have on our desktop graphics cards, we've incorporated onto the laptops.
Yeah. I mean, it bears mentioning that EVGA is a very established brand on the component side, right, with the GPUs. I think many of our watchers may be aware of that. But your introduction into bringing sort of bespoke gaming rigs, you haven't been doing that for a long time, have you?
No, this is actually only the second laptop that we have ever released.
Right.
Okay.
And you announced this earlier this year.
Yes.
Talk to us about product availability for this.
Yes,
one.
So we are targeting July.
Okay.
This year, 2017 availability.
And we haven't shared pricing yet. That'll come next month probably.
Yeah, we'll have more information on that very soon.
Okay. Now, tell me more about the rig itself. One of the things that the design of this and the feel of it. Tell us about the chassis and the sort of engineering there.
So first of all, this is a 100% EVGA design from the ground up. We designed everything. We designed the chassis, the internals, the cooling, everything is an EVGA design. So it's an aluminum chassis, so it has a very premium, solid feel. You can open and close the panel with one hand, which is something we also really tried to achieve.
Yeah.
It's a very thin laptop, 0.89.
Yeah. Now let's show you. So you can kind of get a sense of the profile on this thing. Tell us it's the 1060?
GTX 1060, right.
GTX 1060 in here, the profile is very thin, it's light, but it's got the horsepower he's talking about with the tuning ability
right.
To kind of really get the performance out of this rig. And did you say this is an aluminum chassis, right?
Aluminum chassis.
So there's a lot of durability.
Yes, it's a very durable. You know, when you press it, there's no flex. It feels like a very high quality product, which it is.
Okay. The other thing we talked about before we started to discuss this was the screen itself.
Right.
Tell us about the screen.
Yeah. So this screen uses a 1080p resolution screen, which is perfect for a GTX 1060. It also has 120 hertz refresh rate, so very smooth video playback, gaming playback.
Now, is this a G-Sync?
Yes, it also supports NVIDIA G-Sync technology, which gives you an extra smoothness on top of that. And to go one step further, it is an IPS display, which is a very high quality, crisp looking image with great viewing angles.
Right. What else do you want us to know about this particular device?
Yeah, so you know, we talked about the overclocking, we talked about the display, the horsepower, it's a Core i7. I mean, it's a really high-end, spec'd out laptop. On top of that, we have some new features that we added from our 17-inch, which was our first laptop. This is actually the first laptop with an RGB keyboard, which you can...
Can you guys see that? Hopefully you can. They've done some really good things with backlighting here to highlight the keys that are going to be important to you in your gameplay.
Yeah, so we have four different zones that you can configure and change the colors of. So you can, for example, you can set the WASD keys as a different color than the rest of the keyboard, or the arrow keys if you use that. We also have, talking about the arrow keys, you'll notice some kind of unique icons up there. By hitting a function up or function down in real time, you can, in real time, you can overclock or downclock system.
So the facility to actually take advantage of the tuning, you've made really simple.
Yeah, so a function up enables superclock mode, the graphics card gets increased. Function down goes back to normal mode, or we even have a mode called downclock mode, which saves power, obviously reduces some of the performance, but if you're looking to save power, that's a mode you might want to try.
Yeah, wow, that's really, really cool. Well, I have to tell you, we were excited to be able to bring this device into our bank of devices down there. I find you guys often on some of those best of lists. You're doing incredible hardware. I want to thank you for taking some time with us. Folks, take a chance, take every chance you can get to get your hands on this device. It's coming soon, I guess within about a month's time. We'll learn how much it's going to cost, but this has all the performance to play all the games you're ever going to need. Many of the games that we're going to ship with Microsoft Studios here later this year. At E3 in the Xbox booth, I am Peter Arulian. Thanks for watching.